This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.
The following is a sports presentation of ESPN Radio 1460 AM, KXPN, and ESPNSuperStation.com. High school basketball is on the air.
Today, it's live coverage of the championship games from the girls' state basketball tournament in Lincoln. High school basketball on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. Six state champions will be crowned from the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln. Girls' state championship action is coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your field. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good afternoon once again, everyone. Welcome to the Bob Devaney Sports Center here in Lincoln for ESPN Radio's continuing coverage of the 2010 Nebraska State High School Girls Basketball Tournament as we are ready for championship game number three of the day. It is a Class B contest between the defending state champions, Seward Blue Jays, and the Dragons of Gretna High School. We have seen two very good ball games, both a little bit different. In game one today, Elkhorn Valley jumped out to an 11-point halftime lead and then had to hold off an East Butler rally to win it 57-52. And in the game that just concluded, it was Bishop Newman getting a little revenge against their crosstown rivals from Wahoo and winning the Class C1 state championship 58-55. Oahu 3 at the horn fell short, and that went to overtime. Bishop Newman winning the game in Class C1, 58-55 in overtime. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show. We've got four more championship games to come your way. After the Class B, a little bit of a break. We're behind like usual coming into this last game of the first session. Then at 5 o'clock, the D2 final, Lindsay Holy Family against Why Not. At 7 o'clock, it'll be the Class A final, Millard West, Bellevue West. And at 9 o'clock, the C2 final, Sandy Creek and Hardington Cedar Catholic. We'll take a break and come back. Look at the starting lineups for our Class B final between Gretna and Seward in 1 minute.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
College basketball comes roaring into its month-long spotlight.
Tough shot, right side, blasts.
The opening act has teams battling on the proverbial bubble to the frenzied pace of the conference tournaments. Then the play-in game, the big dance, the Sweet 16, the Elite 8.
And the Final Four.
The national championship. That's why it's called March Madness. Follow the march to Indianapolis on April 2nd on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550.
Along with our producer, engineer Merritt Lawson, I'm Doug Duda with you at the Devaney Center in Lincoln as it's time for the starting lineups. Brought to you, as always, by Five Points Bank. Five Points Bank, a longtime sponsor of high school athletics, says it is time for you to know that they are the better bank and your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and take the time to know you. Five Points Bank, the better bank, truly cares about what's in it for you. First off today, the starting lineup for the team that will be the visitor, the Seward Blue Jays. Number 10 is a 5'5" senior guard, Natasha Mueller. She averages 10 points and about 2 rebounds a ball game. Number 30, 6'2" junior forward, Emily Cady, 9.7 rebounds. Number 32, 5'6" sophomore guard, Beth Boslavsky, averages 9 points, 2 rebounds. Number 40 is a 5-foot senior guard, 5'7" senior guard, Laurel Wagner, 5.5 points, 2 rebounds a game. And the Creighton recruit is Alyssa Camphouse. Alyssa Camphouse is a 6'4" senior wearing number 55, averages 12 points and 9 rebounds per ball game. The head coach of the Seward Blue Jays is Tom Tverde, assisted by Greg Miller, Shane Gallagher, Jessica Owens, and Brittany Hajek. They come in an unbeaten 24-0. They are the defending state champions in Class B. And to get here, they defeated Aurora and Crete in the district tournament. And then here at the state tournament, Seward has defeated Holdridge 46-23 and Omaha Scott 66-46. The home team on the scoreboard today will be the Gretna Dragons. They'll go with number 2, a 5'4 senior guard, Catherine Edmondson, averages 10 points, 2 rebounds a game. Number 10, a 6-foot junior forward, Brooke Arp. She averages 14 points, 5.5 rebounds a game, and she is a cousin and related to the Arp girls and Arp family. And Kearney, of course, Nicole, leading Kearney down here to the Class A state tournament, and Brooke, a fine player in her own right for Gretna. Number 20 is a 5'8" junior guard, Hallie Samuelson, averages 7 points, 3.5 rebounds. Number 40 is a 5'10 sophomore forward, Jordan Wollenberg, averages 9.5 points, 5 rebounds. And number 50, 5'8" senior forward, Hillary Stover, averages 6 points and 7 rebounds per basketball game. The head coach of the Gretna Dragons is Jeremy Skirdla, assisted by Jeff Hahn, John Swanson, and Janelle Bellina. Bellina, of course, people know that name as well. Gretna comes in with a record of 22-3 on the season. And to get here, they were defeated by Omaha Scott and had to come in on a wild card. But since getting here to the state tournament, they have beaten Beatrice 64-54 and yesterday Alliance 58-39. The three losses for Gretna have come to Omaha Scott twice and to Elkhorn once. And, of course, Omaha Scott knocked out in the semifinals yesterday by the Seward Blue Jays. That's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. We'll be back with more right after this 30-second timeout.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Well, let's take a look at what has happened so far at the state tournament and what's still to come. In Class A, the championship game tonight at 7 will have Millard West against Bellevue West. The third place game is just about ready to get underway between Lincoln Southwest and Elkhorn. In the Class B consolation game earlier today, Jordan Hooper goes out in style, scoring 47 points. The Nebraska recruit helps Alliance to a 70-59 win over Omaha Scott. Hooper, one of the top five leading scorers in the history of the Girls State High School basketball tournament. Hooper leads Alliance to the win. In C1, it was Bishop Newman winning the championship in our previous game, 58-55 over Wahoo in overtime. And also in overtime, Lutheran High Northeast, a 48-46 win over Kearney Catholic, rallying from a 9-point fourth quarter deficit. In C2, the championship game tonight at 9 o'clock, Sandy Creek will take on Hardington Cedar Catholic. And just getting underway, the consolation game between Elmwood Murdoch and West Point Central Catholic. In D1, Elkhorn Valley is your state champion, a 57-52 win over East Butler. Humphrey and Silver Lake just winding down their consolation game. And in D2, the next one here, the championship at 5, Lindsay Holy Family against Why Not. And the consolation game went to Chambers today over Lawrence Nelson, 43-40. So that's the Saturday so far at the state tournament. And we're getting ready for the Class B final between Seward and Gretna. And you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll tip it off in 1 minute.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
Modern Park track announcer Steve Anderson knows the horses like he talks to them.
Another link that I have back.
Listen for his morning reports Friday at 9:35 and weekends at 11:20.
And we come back.
Brought to you by Eakes Office, Grand Island, Hastings, and Kearney. Weekday afternoons, the late scratches. More stories from the track and the Daily Double. Fridays 3:15, weekends 2:35.
Race by the Grandstand.
Brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Reports from Farner. All racing season on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460. 1550.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, Dr. Wilkinson provides comprehensive care in the areas of total joint replacement surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back to the state tournament here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, KXPN Kearney and KICS Hastings. Doug Duda with you from the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln as Gretna puts their 22-3 mark up against Seward. Gretna, their 10th trip to state. They were here last year, and they are looking to redeem themselves in this championship game against the Seward Blue Jays. As the Seward Blue Jays will be the visitors in their traveling blue with gold trim and the home white and green trim for the Gretna Dragons. We're about ready to get this ball game underway here in the championship, so let's get it on in the girls state high school Class B championship contest as the ball is in the air and Camphouse has it right to Boslowski, who drives in but missed the layup. And the rebound will be brought down by Gretna's Jordan Wollenberg. Good play set up off the opening tip, but Seward could not finish. They got off to a slow start yesterday in their win over Scott with just 9 first quarter points. Right now the ball worked around the perimeter here for the home team, the Gretna Dragons. Gretna works it to the right side, being very patient here. And the ball knocked away. Boslowski comes out of there with a basketball and will push the ball up the floor. First turnover on Gretna's first possession. Seward will face a man-to-man defense here. Trying to get it down to Camphouse. Camphouse posted up. Can't get it to her, and back out top they'll go to Wagner. Now into Camphouse. Elisa turns off the glass and in. And the first bucket of the championship belongs to Elisa Camphouse. And it's 2-0 Seward. Quickly up the floor with it for Gretna. Will be Samuelson. Takes it back up top there to Stover. Stover works it around the perimeter. Back up top to Edmondson. Edmondson holds the ball, now kicks it out for a three. That's up and good by Haley Samuelson. So Haley knocks it down. And the ball going to be tipped out of bounds as they're trying to get it up front, and we see a foul called. The foul, the first of the game. Let's see who they call that one on. Gretna 3, Seward 2. Jerome Skurdla, many folks may remember him. He coached back at Kearney Catholic in the 80s when they were in the middle of a 55-game winning streak. Foul is called on Catherine Edmondson, first of the game. And as we come to the other end, Seward trying to lob it down low. There is the turnover. And so right back over to Gretna as the teams exchange turnovers. You're listening to the Class B State High School Championship game here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us as it's 3-2 Gretna, just underway in the first 90 seconds of this championship game in Class B. Gretna the huge underdog here, but we've already seen two close games. Who knows? Driving in is Brooke Arp. Ball knocked away. They'll kick it out for another three. This one rattles in and out. No good, but an offensive rebound off of the Wollenberg miss by Samuelson. And another opportunity here for Gretna. They have got to get off to a good start here, maybe get some jitters into the hands of Seward as they lob it down low to Stover, and she can't get the shot to go. Camphouse will have the rebound here for Seward. And the Blue Jays will not be able to use a fast break here. They'll slow it down for just a moment, get it into the hands of Spolslavski. She'll drive and draw the foul. She's a spark plug over there for Seward, and she'll go to the line and shoot two. Beth Boslavski will shoot the first free throws here in the Class B final. The foul is going to be on Jordan Wollenberg. That'll be her first, and the second team foul called here in the first quarter on Gretna. So Boslowski now up to the line to shoot a pair of free throws and try and give Seward the lead. The first one is good. Ties the ball game at 3 with 5:43 to go here in the first quarter. Second free throw now on the way, and it is good. And Seward reclaims the lead at 4-3. Quickly pushing the ball up the floor here is going to be Samuelson. Samuelson kicks it over on the left wing. Skip pass back over to Stover. Stover holds the ball above her head. Against the man-to-man here, the Blue Jays gets it to Arp. Arp drives in, dishes it off on the baseline, trying to make a move in the post. Wollenberg puts it up over Camphouse. No good. Camphouse will pull down the rebound. And they'll get it into the hands of their guard on the right wing, which is Jordan Seaman, who has checked in. Ball back up front. Seward trapped. They'll roll it over to Seaman. She'll put up the three-pointer. It's off the mark. No good. And fighting for the loose ball. We've got a foul called underneath on the Seward Blue Jays. Foul is going to be called on Emily Cady. And that will be the first foul of the game on Seward. 4-3 Seward, 5:08 to go here in quarter number one. Haley Samuelson has already done some good things here for the Gretna Dragons, and she'll bring the ball off the floor. Bounce pass on the right elbow, looks for the back door cut, not there, so they'll kick it out. Samuelson for the three, it's in and out, no good. Rebound pulled down by Cady, and here come the Blue Jays. Up the floor with it on the right side is going to be Hannah Taverdi. Taverdi across the timeline, goes right, now comes to the left. Just kind of spinning around with the dribble. Kicks it off there to Wagner. Wagner has an open lane. She'll drive, put up the runner. Too strong, no good. Rebound is tipped out into the hands of Taverdi. She'll drive, and a foul called. Hannah will go to the line and shoot a pair of free throws. You're listening to the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament on KXPN and KICS and on the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. Nicole Andrews will check into the ball game here for the Dragons. Gretna got a three-pointer from Samuelson. That has been their point so far. Camphouse with a bucket and Boslavsky with a couple of free throws for Seward. Also coming into the ballgame, Taylor Wissing for the Blue Jays. Seward to throw it in underneath their own bucket. Taverdi looking in the paint, looking in the paint, still nothing there. Makes a long pass to the right side. Boslavsky drives in, and she walks with the basketball. That'll be the second turnover on Seward, and the ball will come back over to the Lady Dragons. So the Dragons will push the ball up the floor here with Samuelson. Samuelson swings it to the right side, looking at the three as Andrews decides not to take it. Back up top, they'll go to Edmondson. Edmondson to the left side, ball fake on the three by Stover, and tries to kick it to the right side. Good ball movement by the Dragons, and before they can get this jumper away, they're going to call a walk, trying to get things set up there. And that'll be the second Gretna turnover of this championship. 4:16 to go here in quarter number one. It remains Seward 4. And Gretna 3. Seward gets it into Boslavsky. Boslavsky brings the ball across the timeline. Gives it off to Taverdi. Taverdi goes to the left wing. Dribbles back up top. Double team. They're trying to overplay the ball. Here is going to be a drive by Wissing into Camphouse. She got the ball stripped away. And a Seward turnover. Seward wanted the foul. Didn't get the call. And up the floor comes Stover. Kicks it over on the left wing to Wollenberg. That is Arp back up top, and they'll swing it to Samuelson. Samuelson looking into the paint, nothing there. A lot of action outside the paint, driving in. Edmondson collides with the defender, throws it up. It just bounces around, and the Dragons get it back in the corner for a three that's going to skip in and out, no good. Fighting for the loose ball. A foul will eventually be called here as Seward got the rebound. Taylor Wissing. The foul is on number 20, Hallie Samuelson. And for Samuelson, she'll pick up the fourth team foul for Gretna, and that's her second. And it looks like we've got our first media timeout here of the basketball game, as they do with the championships. I think, well, they indicated that there was, and now they will get them off the floor. So 3:31 to go in the first quarter of play. Seward 4, Gretna 3. We're back in a minute.
Hi, this is Kurt Johnson, service manager at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep. We have always been your complete service center for oil changes to major engine and transmission repair. But did you know we can handle all your tire and wheel alignment needs as well? We stock many major name brand tires, so we can provide your vehicle with just the right tire to suit your need. So next time your car is in need of maintenance, repair, alignment, or tires, come see us at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Doug Duda back with you here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln with 3:31 to go here in the first quarter of play. Seward 4, Gretna 3, and Seward has the basketball. Gretna has put up 7 shots and only hit 1. Seward is 1 out of 4, so neither team very hot to get the game going as Beth Boslavsky brings the ball off the floor against the double team. Now swings it off on the right wing to Natasha Mueller. Mueller back to Boslavsky, tries to create the double team and then dish it off for a backdoor left. Kemphaus. Alisa with her second bucket, and it is 6-3. Seward up by 3 as the Dragons bring the ball into the front court with Catherine Edmondson. She'll swing it off on the left side, get it there to Andrews. Andrews back up top. They'll go to Emily Fleming, who's in. Edmondson on the right side against the man-to-man. Most everything outside. They don't have anybody that they want to go inside against Kemphaus with, so they're trying to move a lot without the basketball. As Edmondson fires the 3, it's way off the mark, and the ball comes bounding out to Emily Cady. Cady up the floor, leaves it off for a short jumper that will not go that time for Wagner, and the rebound brought down by Nicole Andrews. Long pass into the front court, pull-up jumper 3 in transition, won't go for Megan Dennis. Out of bounds it goes, and it'll belong to Gretna. Well, Gretna's trying to shoot some outside jumpers, and they are not connecting. 1 of 6 from three-point land. 2:31 to go here in the first quarter. 6-3 Seward. Gretna with just 1 bucket so far here in the opening quarter. Seward, of course, only allows 33 points per ball game. Inbounds pass is going to come to Dennis. Dennis floater down the lane, up and in. Megan Dennis gets her first bucket of the ball game. That'll make it 6-5 Seward, and Gretna tries to put some full court pressure on. Emily Cady gives it over to Boslavsky, and she will bring it across the timeline against the double team. Give it off to Cady. Into the corner they go to Wagoner. Back up top, Boslavsky. Fake one way, try to get it inside. Nice pass for a layup that's up and in by Emily Cady. Boslavsky on the assist, 8-5 Seward. 2 minutes to go here in quarter number one. And driving into the paint, the ball knocked out of the hands of Wollenberg, and an uncontested layup coming the other way, which is up and in for Seward's Natasha Mueller. Takes the lead up to 5, 10-5 Seward, a minute 45 to go here in the first quarter. Handling the ball, Monica Crockett. Gretna has definitely subbed a little bit more here, and Seward is getting ready to do so. Here's a three-pointer on the way. Daniels, no. Kemphaus had it for a moment. It's knocked out of her hands. A fight for the loose ball, and a whistle going to be called. Looks like it's going to go on Gretna. Brooke Arp with her first personal foul. That is the 5th team foul whistled here in the first quarter on Gretna. Seward has been called for just 1 foul, and that coming on Emily Cady. So Seward will throw it in, and we're off to the races one more time as Hannah Taverde will bring it across the timeline. The Dragons try to trap, dumps it into the corner here to Jordan Seaman. Back up top for 3. It's up, and it is in by Mueller. Seward with their first three-pointer of the ball game, and they have went on a 7-0 run to take a 13-5 lead. Across the timeline with it, Crockett. Crockett, 360, back to the left wing to Stover. Stover holds the ball. Right side they go, into the hands of Andrews against the man-to-man. A lot of screens, but nothing inside. Looking at a 3, taking the 3. It's on away, and nothing but net for Jordan Wollenberg. Wollenberg hits the second 3 of the quarter for Gretna, and that cuts the lead down to 5 at 13-8. 50 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Seward basketball into the left-hand corner. They'll go to Seaman. Down to Kemphaus on the post. Tries to step through. Loses the handle. It gets tipped back to her. She throws it almost over the scoreboard, but then controls it and scores. And a whistle and a timeout by Gretna with 36 seconds. I don't understand that. Just 36 seconds to go in the quarter, and right after the make, Coach Skirdla calls the timeout. 36 seconds remaining here in quarter number one. We'll be right back.
Platte River Radio brings you big at Boys State. Leading off at 9, Thursday, Heartland Lutheran on the Breeze 94.5. Gilder at 10:45. At the same time, Adams Central is on KHAS Radio 1230 on ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550. At 2, St. Cecilia on KHAS Radio 1230. Axtell is on 98.9 with Overton on ESPN Superstation. At 3:45, Grand Island Central Catholic. Then Sutton and Ravenna at 7 o'clock on 98.9. 10 teams, 9 games. On the air and online. Check the matchups on ESPNSuperstation.com.
And welcome back to the Bob Devaney Sports Center here in Lincoln. Just 36 seconds remaining in the first quarter. It's Seward 15 and Gretna 8. Dragons basketball off the Kemphaus make. She's got 6 of the 15 points. And Gretna will bring them all across the timeline. Samuelson with it here for the Dragons. Swings it over on the left wing. Gets it into the hands there of Stover. Stover's going to drive, and here's the shot up and in. Brooke Harp on the assist. She'll get the bucket. And Stover gets the assist, 15-10, 15 seconds to go here in the quarter. The ball almost stolen away by Arp. Stewart maintains it on the right side, gets it down the low post. Katie drives off the glass and in. That makes it 17-10, 7 seconds to go. Up the floor, Samuelson. Gretna should get a good shot here. 2 seconds, 1 second. They have no idea how much time's left, and the shot comes after the horn. And so after one, Stewart 17, Gretna 10. You're listening to the Class B Girls State Championship game on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We're back in a minute.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan's Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Across Florida and throughout Arizona, teams limber up for the upcoming baseball season.
Take me out to the ball game, let's hit the highway, I've got the itch. Hey there, let's play some ball.
Though nobody really worries about the Grapefruit or Cactus League records, a little daily competition is the perfect preparation for the 2010 Major League Baseball season. Follow the sore arms and sunshine of spring training
on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550.
And welcome back to the Bob Devaney Sports Center here in Lincoln. Doug Duda with you, as we bring you the Girls State High School Basketball Championships. Glad you're along with us here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It will be Gretna ball to get this second quarter underway, trailing 17-10. They'll fire a three that's up and in by Catherine Edmondson. And Gretna has had five different players score, nobody more than one bucket. For Seward, Camphouse has six, and Mueller has five, four for Katie. 17-13, Stewart with the ball. Skip pass right corner. They got it down to Camphouse. Short jumper, missed it. Got it back. Back up and in. Gretna has no answer for the 6'4" senior that's headed to Creighton. 19-13, Blue Jays. So Gretna's just going to have to keep trying to score with them. And they'll have the ball out on the right side of the key to Samuelson. Samuelson, ball between the circles, swings it left side to Wollenberg. Wollenberg holds the ball. Finally decides to drive in. Short jumper, no good. Ball tipped out. It's off Camphouse, and it'll stay with Gretna. Third championship game of the day. Don't forget, we've got three more to go. So stay with us here on KKPR and KXPN, KICS, our whole network of stations. 19-13, Seward. Here's a jumper for three again at the top of the key. That time it's no good. And the rebound brought down by Boslavsky. Beth will bring it into the front court. Fast break underneath to Mueller. Mueller will shoot and score. 21-13, Seward by eight. Quickly to the other end. Edmondson drives the baseline into the double team. And as she spins back out, a whistle and a foul going to be called on Seward, trying to make that steal. Coach Tom Tverdy didn't like it. The foul on Beth Boslavsky. That'll be her first. Just the second team foul called on Seward. And so Gretna will throw it in, get it to the weak side. Driving is going to be Samuelson. Can't get the shot. They'll kick it back inside. It's off the mark. Camphouse comes out of there with it. Baseball pass to the release. And driving in, Mueller runs right into the double team, and Gretna bails her out with a double team foul. Gretna was a little late getting back. The foul is on Hillary Stover, her first. Sixth team foul here on Gretna, and two free throws coming up for Mueller. She's got 7 points in this first half, and she'll put this one up no good. Mueller averages 10 points a ball game for the Blue Jays, and a host of substitutions coming into the ball game. 6:28 to go here in the second quarter, and Seward leads it 21-13. Second free throw now coming up for Mueller. On the way, and it's no good. And the rebound brought down by Gretna. Hillary Stover comes out of there with it for the Dragons. She'll hustle it up the floor underneath. The shot will not go. Camphouse will rebound the Brooke Arp miss. six boards already in the ball game for Alyssa Camphouse. And into the front court come the Blue Jays. Holding the ball up top is going to be Hannah Taverdi. Taverdi, couple of dribbles, gets around Arp. Now swings it back over to the right wing to Mueller. Man-to-man both ways for both teams the majority of this game. Katie on the left wing, ball knocked away. Stover, fight for it. Picked back up by Seward. And driving the baseline is going to be a little reverse layup. No good. Camphouse with the rebound of the Wagoner miss. And out of bounds it goes to Gretna. Seward has not been challenged much at all this year. In fact, they have won all 24 of their basketball games, and they've done it all by pretty big margins. They have really thumped some people, too. Their closest game was the third game of the year against Pius, 45-40. They had a 10-point win over Beatrice just before they came down to the state tournament. And we've got an official's timeout here with 5:44 remaining in the first half of play. The score is Seward 21, Gretna 13, and we'll be back in a minute.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Hi, this is Kurt Johnson, service manager at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep. We have always been your complete service center for oil changes to major engine and transmission repair. But did you know we can handle all your tire and wheel alignment needs as well? We stock many major name brand tires, so we can provide your vehicle with just the right tire to suit your need. So next time your car is in need of maintenance, repair, alignment, or tires, come see us at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
And welcome back to the Bob Devaney Sports Center here in Lincoln. 5:44 to go in our second quarter of the Class B Girls State Championship game. And it is 21-13, Seward leading Gretna. And Catherine Edmondson to throw it in front of us here at the Devaney Center as we come out of the media timeout. Seward has led the whole way. They were down one time, 3-2, after a three-pointer started the game for Gretna. They've shot a few threes already. They put up nine of them and hit three to stay in this ball game, but not much on the inside. Brooke Arp has got a bucket. Morgan Dennis had a bucket, and with it right now is Megan Dennis, and she will have it knocked away once, twice, and still Gretna is able to grab the ball with Stover. So Seward's defense getting a little more pesky right now. With it is Taylor Whistling on the defense. Here's a jumper at the top of the key, up and in by Megan Dennis. So after all of that running around, Megan finally fires up the 16-footer and knocks it down. Seward 21 and Gretna 15. 5 minutes exactly to go in the third quarter. Don't forget at the half, Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll look at the stats, give you updates elsewhere as Camphouse gets one-on-one, and it's lobbed right into her. She scores on Wollenberg, and 10 points now for Alyssa Camphouse. 23-15 Blue Jays by 8. That's the biggest lead so far of the game as Stover fakes the 3 in the left-hand corner, just holds the ball off the pick, goes back down into the corner. Arp for 3. It's going to be short, no good. The rebound brought down by Taylor Whissing. Into the front court, Seward runs. With it is Taverdi. Has to go to Camphouse, the trailer, looks for a guard and goes right side to Whissing. Whissing tries to attack the hoop. Scoop shot spins off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound brought down by Stover. Baseball pass up ahead. She's got somebody for the reverse layup, and Arp puts it up, and it will not go. Off the front of the rim, it looked good, but it didn't go, and now Taverdi tries the same thing, and she'll answer. So there's a quick little four-point swing, and Seward is up 10, 25-15. Gretna continues to run, and driving and drawing the foul will be Megan Dennis. Shot will not go, and she will get two free throws. And we've got seven players waiting to check in here. Four for Seward and three for Gretna, so we'll have a totally different-looking crew of kids out there after this free throw. The first one is on the way, and it is in for Megan Dennis. 5 points in the ball game, 25-16. Seward with the lead. And now the second free throw coming up here for Megan Dennis, trying to cut the lead down to 8 again. And the free throw is up and it is in. So Megan hits them both. She's got all 4 points here for Gretna. four of their seven in this quarter, we should say. It's 25-17. Dragons with the basketball. Kick it out on the right wing. Seward will go to the right elbow. Katie, skip pass left side to Jordan Seaman, who goes back up top to Boslowski. High post, Katie. Good ball moving around the pressure defense. They finally get it to Camphouse, and she'll lay it in. Work the ball, and then get it to your star, Camphouse, and it's 27-17. Up the floor, Samuelson kicks it into the right-hand corner. Inside game, Seward. Outside game, Gretna. And right now, the two-footers are going in a lot more than the 20-footers. Here's another three-pointer on the way, and it's around and in for Nicole Andrews. That is the fourth three of this basketball game for the Gretna Dragons, 27-20. Seward with 3:05 to go here in the first half. Seward ball to Boslowski. Looked at the three, didn't want it. Seaman will take it. Left corner, nothing but net. Jordan Seaman answers with her own three-pointer, and it's 30-20, 2:50 to go here in quarter number two. Gretna starts to hit a couple, and Seward answers right back. Into the post, Dennis, fadeaway jumper. It's way off the mark. Ball saved in, but it goes into the hands of Boslowski, and Beth will bring the ball off the floor, trying to go coast to coast. Oh, she might have gone away with a walk, but they let it go, and a timeout will be called here by Gretna. Timeout on the floor by the Gretna Dragons, and with 2:34 to go in the first half of play, Seward 32, Gretna 20. We'll be right back.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from Certified Techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, KXPN Kearney. And KICS Hastings, Doug Duda with you from the girls' state tournament. With 2:34 to go here in the first half of play, Gretna has used the 32nd timeout, finding themselves down by 12. That is their biggest deficit so far of this basketball game. And the ball lost down there on the Gretna offensive end for the turnover. Both teams have been pretty solid, and now we have a media timeout. So we'll take another break. Timeout on the floor with 2:22 to go in the first half. It is 32-20. Seward with the lead, and we'll be right back.
It's all about UNK Athletics. Wednesdays with Doug and Daddy. Moberly is brought to you by the College Store, just across from the UNK Health and Sports Complex, for all your Loper gear, and by Charter West National Bank. You have your reasons, we have your loan. Moberly, during the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
Goes in for the short jumper and scores!
In all, 11 Central Nebraska boys teams will go to state. Some may play for a title. When they do, keep it here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. All six boys championship games on the Day of Champions, Saturday, on air and online on ESPNSuperstation.com and Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstations 1460 and 1550 AM.
DeReese, he got inside, he scores, and he's fouled.
Basketball's a fun game.
Doug Duda along with our producer and engineer back at the studio, Merritt Larson. Glad to have you along with us. And again, always a big thank you to our many fine sponsors as we continue Championship Saturday here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Two champions already have been crowned at Elkhorn Valley and Bishop Newman High School. And right now, Seward leading Gretna 32-20. We've got three more to come your way. And we'll tell you about that at halftime on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Seward has the basketball and trying to bring the ball up the floor. Katie against the double team gets a pick from Camphouse. The ball is going to be thrown back over to Alicia, trying to knock it away with Samuelson. And they'll finally get things set up here on the offense. 2:05 to go in the first half. Seward will have the basketball. Boslowski left wing. Katie back to Seaman. Back out to Boslowski. Moving the ball around very, very quickly here. And trying to get that offense set. Boslowski around one, around two. Tries to go to Camphouse. Stepping in front to make the steal is Wollenberg. But he had the other way. Two on two. Can't take it to the hoop, so they'll kick it back out. And Crockett is back in the ball game. Crockett looks to the left wing to Stover. Hillary on the weak side. Now they'll go back to the right side to Wollenberg against the man-to-man. Gretna needs to cut this lead a little bit. They're down by 12. They've had 10 in each quarter. Stewart had 17 in the first and 15 so far here. Good defense by the Blue Jays. Get it down the low block, and we have got a whistle and a foul going to be called. Wasn't sure if we saw a grab or if it was just a walk, but the foul called on the Blue Jays. It's going to go on Boslavsky. Her second. It's just the third team foul on Seward. Make it the fourth team foul on the Blue Jays. Minute 22 to go before the half. Well, let's see what they can do off the inbounds play here. And they'll get it inside. Ball deflected away. And they're going to say it's off of Gretna and give it to Seward. I'm not sure that the official was quite sure, so he thought about it a little bit. And then decided it's going to go the other way. Back to action here at the Devaney Center. It will be Seward with the basketball. And crossover dribble at top. Swing it to the left side into the hands there of Wollenberg. Minute 5 to go, 32-20 Seward. Katie down low, Camp House. Spin move off the glass, up and in. And that is 8 in the quarter and 14 in the game for Elisa Camphouse. 34-20 Seward methodically moving along. They've almost scored more in this half than they did in the state final last year when they held off Pius 39-35. 34 points here. Gretna also played Pius and lost to them in the opening round of last year's state tournament. So this young group of girls back here for Gretna, not a lot of seniors, only about 3 on the team. 30 seconds to go before halftime. Edmondson tries to lob an inside spin move over Camp House. Off the glass, up and in. Nice move by Jordan Wollenberg. And that'll cut the lead down to 12 again, 34-22. Seward has a chance at the last shot. Hannah DeVerdy dribbles it off her foot, though, and turns the basketball over. Here comes Gretna with 12 seconds up and under, and they will be fouled. Wollenberg taking it to the hoop, and it looks like Camp House will be called for her first foul of the championship. Lisa Camphouse, her first of the 15 foul with 11 seconds to go here. And they're going to say it's before the shot, so Gretna will take it out underneath their own hoop. Ravenna Sanitation halftime report is coming up, so stay with us here. And the Lady Dragons to throw it in for the baseline. Holding, looking underneath. There's a short jumper. Arp, it rattled out, no good. Stover and her fought for the board, and it goes into the hands of Taylor Wissing. 4 seconds, Seward down the middle of the floor, and the ball is lost from Seward up top for a three at the horn. Wissing, it is no good, and that is the end of the first half of play in our 2010 Class B Girls State High School Basketball Championship game. Your score, the Seward Blue Jays 34 and the Gretna Dragons 22. Coming up, we will take a look at the first half stats, update the other scores from so far today at the State High School Basketball Tournament, and preview what is still to come here from the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Ravenna Sanitation halftime report is coming up, and we'll do that in 1 minute.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Otter Park track announcer Steve Anderson knows the horses like he talks to them.
Another link and a half back.
Listen for his morning reports Friday at 9:35 and weekends at 11:20.
And we come back into the
brought to you by Eek's Office Grand Island, Hastings, and Kearney. Weekday afternoons, the late scratches. More stories from the track and the Daily Double. Fridays 3:15, weekends 2:35.
Race by the Grandstand.
Brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Reports from Fodder. All racing season on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550.
And welcome back to the Bob Devaney Sports Center here on the campus of the University of Nebraska at Lincoln. It is time now for the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. And at the half, it is Seward 34 and Gretna 22. Don't forget, more basketball coming your way as the game and the evening progresses. 3 more championship games. And also we'll be bringing you another 3 right here on ESPN Radio. We'll update you on some of the other scores in a moment, so let's take a timeout, and we'll update you on the state tournament right after this.
Not everyone can pull off a good Neil Diamond impression.
Turn on your hard light.
Wow. Storm announcer Skip Barry can't.
A tisket, a tasket, the biscuit from the basket.
That's not even the right lyrics. But world-famous Las Vegas Neil Diamond impersonator Jay White can. And he's coming to the Storm games this weekend to entertain before, during, and after the games. Saturday, 12 Classic Hits 98.9 Listener Club members will be there in the new open-air suites at the Viero Events Center for the game and a meet-and-greet. So make sure you're a Listener Club member by logging on to KKPR.com. Meanwhile, Skip Barry provides lyrics to the game Saturday, broadcast on Classic Hits 98.9 and KKPR.com. Storm, stay in the playoff hunt. 6:50 airtime on Classic Hits 98.9 FM.
Come on out, because Classic Hits 98.9 will give away Kansas City Royals tickets to an entire lucky section at tonight's game.
And welcome back to the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament and the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Doug Duda with you from the Devaney Center as we are reaching the midway point of this championship Saturday. We'll take a look at all the first half stats coming your way in just a moment. But here's where we're at the state tournament. In Class A, the championship game will be going on tonight at 7 o'clock as Millard West takes on Bellevue West. The consolation game underway right now, Lincoln Southwest is taking on Elkhorn. In Class B, of course, we've got the championship for you right now. And in the consolation game earlier this morning, Jordan Hooper set a Class B state tournament single-game scoring record. The Nebraska recruit goes out with a 47-point performance as Alliance Downs Omaha Scott 70-59. In Class C1, both games went to overtime today. Bishop Newman holds off Wahoo 58-55 in the championship game. And in the consolation game, Lutheran High Northeast out at Norfolk rallies from 9 down to the fourth quarter to force overtime, then hits a shot at the buzzer in overtime from Jennifer Meyer to down Kearney Catholic 48-46. The Stars were led by Katie Sogolowski with 21 points and 8 rebounds. Becky Squires had 11 points and 4 rebounds in the basketball game. Lutheran High Northeast was led by Mallory Weaver with 14. Rebecca Wessel had 13. And Kelsey Dinkle, 9 points and a game-high 10 rebounds. Lutheran High Northeast ends the season 25-1. Kearney Catholic ends the season at 24-3. In Class C2, Elmwood Murdoch is taking on West Point Central Catholic in the consolation game right now at Lincoln High. And the championship game tonight at 9 will be Sandy Creek taking on Hardington Cedar Catholic. In D1 earlier today, Elkhorn Valley jumped out to a big first half lead and then have to hold on. East Butler had a free throw in the final minute to try and tie the game, but could not connect, and Elkhorn Valley hit a few down the stretch to win it 57-52 over East Butler. And in the consolation game, Silver Lake bounced back from their only loss of the year to beat Humphrey 47-38. In the consolation game. In D2, the consolation game went to Chambers 43-40 over Lawrence Nelson. And the championship game is up next here in D2 at 5 o'clock. Unbeaten Wynot will take on Lindsay Holy Family, who is no stranger to success here at the state tournament. So that's your state tournament recap here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll take another break and come back and look at the first half stats of our game, which Seward leads over Gretna in the Class B final at the half, 34-22, right after this on ESPN Radio.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
Across Florida and throughout Arizona, teams limber up for the upcoming baseball season.
Take me out to the ball game, let's hit the highway, I've got the itch. Hey, they're on best play some ball.
Though nobody really worries about the Grapefruit or Cactus League records, a little daily competition is the perfect preparation for the 2010 Major League Baseball season. Follow the sore arms and sunshine of spring training
on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln. Let's take a look at the first half stats of our ball game, which is led by Seward, the defending state champion, sitting there unbeaten with a 34-22 lead over the Gretna Dragons. First of all, for Gretna, Brooke Arp has been held to 2 points. Jordan Wollenberg, 5 points, one rebound. Hillary Stover, 2 rebounds. Catherine Edmondson has hit a three-pointer for her total. Allie Samuelson has 3 points and 3 rebounds. Megan Dennis actually leads the team in scoring with 6 points. And Nicole Andrews has 3 points and 1 rebound. For Gretna, they have 22 points, 10 rebounds. At the free throw line, they are 2 of 2. 3-point land, 4 of 11 in this basketball game. No block shots, and they have just 4 turnovers, which is pretty good against Seward here in this first half of play. Foul situation for Gretna. Hallie Samuelson does have 2 here in the first half of play. So for Gretna, they have put it up 26 times. They have knocked down just 8 of those for 31% for Gretna. They are 4 of 11 for 36% from three-point land. So 10 points the first quarter, 12 in the second for Gretna. They led by 1 after making their first bucket of the game, which was a 3-point bucket. We will take a timeout and come back and look at Seward's numbers in 30 seconds.
Goes in for the short jumper and scores!
In all, 11 Central Nebraska boys teams will go to state. Some may play for a title. When they do, keep it here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. All 6 boys championship games on the Day of Champions, Saturday, on air and online on ESPNSuperstation.com and Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstations 1460 and 1550 AM.
DeReese, he got inside, he scores, and he's fouled.
Basketball's a fun game.
And welcome back. We are here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center, ready to take a look at the numbers for Seward in the first half. Emily Cady has 4 points and 3 rebounds. Elisa Camphouse has a game-high 14 points and 6 rebounds. Natasha Mueller has 7 points. Beth Boslowski has 4 points and 2 rebounds. Slide down to Hannah Taverdi with 2 points, 2 rebounds. Taylor Seaman has hit a three-pointer for her total, and Taylor Wissing has 2 rebounds. Seward was able to pick up 17 points in each quarter, and at the half, 34 points, 17 rebounds, 2 out of 4 at the free throw line, 2 out of 4 from three-point land, 1 block shot, and just 5 turnovers here in the first half. Foul situation for Seward. Beth Boslowski has 2, nobody else with more than 1. And Seward is shooting the ball very, very well. Of course, when Camphouse is just putting it right over the front of the rim from 2 feet away, you're going to have a pretty good percentage. 15 out of 24, shooting 62.5% here in the first half for the Seward Blue Jays. And as we said, 2 of 4 from three-point land for 50% from the outside. And at the half, it's the Seward Blue Jays, 34, and the Gretna Dragons, 22. You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda with you from the Devaney Center, and they had, once again, the Believers and Achievers here at halftime, so the halftime even going to be a little bit longer than the normal 12 as the teams are not back out on the floor yet, and they have still 3 minutes to warm up, and they're waiting for the teams to come back out. So we'll take another one-minute timeout and be back with more right after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Put your car or truck back to factory stacks. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
Platte River Radio brings you Big at Boys State. Leading off at 9, Thursday, Heartland Lutheran on the Breeze 94.5. Giltner at 10:45. At the same time, Adams Central is on KHAS Radio 1230. On ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550. At 2, St. Cecilia on KHAS Radio 1230. Axtell is on 98.9 with Overton on ESPN Superstation. At 3:45, Grand Island Central Catholic. And Sutton and Ravenna at 7 o'clock on 98.9. 10 teams, 9 games. On the air and online. Check the matchups on ESPNSuperstation.com.
Doug Duda back with you here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln. Don't forget the Boys State High School Basketball Championships coming your way next week. And we will have you covered with the following teams on our network of stations. On 1230 AM KHAS, Adams Central will play Ralston. These are at Thursday, 1045. Hastings St. Cecilia will play Takema Herman at 2 o'clock. Here on ESPN Radio, Minden will play Fall City at 1045. Overton will take on Randolph at 2 o'clock. On the Breeze, 94.5 FM, Heartland Lutheran will play Ewing at 9 a.m., and Giltner will take on Hay Springs at 1045. And finally, on Classic Hits, 98.9 FM, it will be Axtell and Dundee County Stratton at 2, Grand Island Central Catholic and Norfolk Catholic at 345, Ravenna and Sutton at 7 o'clock. And again, all six championship games on ESPN Radio coming your way next week. Next Saturday, all of them starting at 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock, what do I say? Not 6 o'clock, 9:30. It's been a long weekend, evidently, folks. We will take a break and get you ready for the second half of our Class B championship game. Seward leading Gretna 34-22. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report on ESPN Radio.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Goes in for the short jumper and scores!
In all, 11 Central Nebraska boys teams will go to state. Some may play for a title. When they do, keep it here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. All six boys championship games on the Day of Champions, Saturday, on air and online on ESPNSuperstation.com and Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstations 1460 and 1550 AM.
DeReese, he got inside, he scores, and he's fouled.
Basketball's a fun game.
And we're ready to get our second half underway here on ESPN Radio. Should be a good second half, but will Seward pull away and win their second consecutive state title? The Nebraska women a winner today, but they had to come from 10 behind to beat Kansas State. The Nebraska men end their regular season losing 74-55 at the hands of Oklahoma State. So that's where Nebraska baseball coming up later today against UCLA. They dropped both games of the doubleheader yesterday to the 14th-ranked Bruins. And Camp House will start our second half inside with a little collision and still put it up and score. So the lead goes back out to 14, which equals the largest lead here of the ball game for Seward. Ball comes back into the hands of Gretna for the first time here in the second half. They're looking to get the ball inside a little bit. They do to Stover. Collision. Ball is lost. And we will come the other way. So Gretna with another turnover. That's just their fifth. There haven't been a lot of turnovers in this basketball game. And at the other end, Seward has it knocked out of their hands. But they'll be able to maintain possession. Already a substitution. We played 40 seconds. And Kelsey O'Neill is going to check in here for the Lady Dragons. I don't know what happened down low if Wollenberg got rolled up, but they're going to bring O'Neill in. And here's a jumper at the top of the circle by Katie. 15-footer up and in, 36-22. Here come the Dragons up the floor. Lady Dragons will go inside, turn around, and get the three-pointer up by Stover. No good. Long rebound comes out. Seward's going to hustle to the other end. They got the fast break, whistling to Wagner. Wagner about lost it and does lose it off the leg of a Lady Dragon. So they will take it out underneath their own hoop. Seward just methodically coasted along here. They have built the lead from 4 to 8 to 12, and now it's up to 16. And Wagner with it in the right wing tries to drive. Left-handed scoop shot bounces off the rim, won't go. Rebound is brought down by Brooke Arp. Arp will get the ball up the floor into the hands of Haley Samuelson. Kick it back out top, looking for that three, not there. They'll leave it in the left-hand corner for Stover. Right in front of us, she goes to the low block, trying to score on Camp House, and Katie and Arp can't get it to go. Rebound brought down by Emily Katie. Up the floor to Boslavsky. Right-hand corner, they'll go to Mueller. Mueller back up top, and now inside, Camp House is there. It's up and in. Just no way to stop Alicia Camp House right now for the Gretna Dragons. And that makes it 40-22, and across the timeline, a foul will be called. So three quick buckets here. The foul on Katie will be her second personal foul, first of the half. And two free throws coming up now for Samuelson. Samuelson, a couple three dribbles, puts it on the way, and it's in and out, no good. Samuelson will have a second one coming up, 40-22. And the second free throw now on the way, and it's good. So Samuelson gets one of two, makes it 40-23, Seward with the lead. Camphouse in the backcourt, has to dribble the basketball, nobody guarding her, so she'll bring it across the timeline, and Seward fans applaud because she was looking for somebody to pass to, and there was nobody on her, and finally she just brought the ball to the floor herself. Taylor Wissing into the right-hand corner, they'll get it to Mueller, back up top for the three-pointer, Seaman off the iron, no good, Camphouse the rebound, back up and in. 20 points for Elisa Camphouse, and it's 42-23, the lead up to 19. Dragons with the basketball. Our first two went down to the wire. This one doesn't look like it's going to. Back out top, the Dragons will reset it. O'Neill trying to post up down there on Camphouse, but not much luck. They just haven't had anybody that's been able to get the ball down low. And the couple times that they've had, Camphouse has made sure they don't get a good shot off. Here's an outside jumper from 18, up and in for the Gretna Dragons. Kelsey O'Neill steps up, coming off the bench, and hits that bucket. And that'll make it 42-25 as she worked off the screen. And up the floor comes Seward. They lose the basketball, and O'Neill comes out of there with it. Just a sixth turnover. So maybe O'Neill will be the player that helps spark him here. She's open again. Baseline jumper won't go this time off the iron. And the rebound brought down by Mueller. And up the floor comes Seward. Stops just across the timeline. Throws it up for grabs. The ball deflected, but Camphouse trailing the play has it. She'll fire it into the corner. She sees everybody that she can possibly see down there. And Seward will have the ball up top. Taverdi drives, knocked away again, but still picked up, this time by Wissing. Seward has somebody everywhere. With it is Mueller. Mueller bounce pass right side to Taverdi. Hannah holds on to it. Seward throws it behind Mueller. She's trapped at midcourt. Boy, it's trying to catch the greased pig right now for Seward. They can't hold on to the ball. Finally, they'll just drive and throw it off the glass. No good in there by Taverdi, and the rebound brought down by Stover, and Camphouse is going to be called over the back. And so Elisa will pick up her second personal foul, second team foul for the Seward Blue Jays. 4:24 to go here in the third quarter. Seward 42, Gretna 25 in our Class B Girls State Championship game here on ESPN Radio. O'Neill's going to check out, and checking back in is going to be Emily Fleming. Stover also going to check out of the ball game, and back in will be Catherine Edmondson. Edmondson along with Arp, also on there, as we said, Fleming. Wollenberg on the floor for Gretna as they get into their offense. Bounce pass into Wollenberg, takes it at Katie. Nice spin move, but misses the shot as it skips out of the rim. No good. Rebound brought down by Katie. And up the floor she comes, trying to go coast to coast. She runs out of room and travels. Travel called on the Blue Jays. That'll be their seventh. With 4:03 to go here in the third quarter of play. 42-25. A 17-point lead by Seward. Gretna can't handle the basketball. Kicks it over to the left wing. They try to get two more off the glass. Arp can't get it to go, and trying to punch the ball out of there is Edmondson. And I think that's who they're going to ding for the foul here. Catherine Edmondson with her second personal foul. That is the first foul of the second half on Gretna, and we have reached the television timeout. 3:50 to go in the third quarter of play. Seward 42, Gretna 25. You're listening to the Class B Girls Championship game on ESPN Radio.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
It's all about UNK Athletics. Wednesdays with Doug and Daddy. Moberly is
brought to you by the College Store, just across from the UNK Health and Sports Complex, for all your local gear, and by Charter West National Bank. You have your reasons, we have your loan. Loperlink, during the Doug and Daddy Show, on ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
Earlier today, the Nebraska women's basketball team overcame an 11-point first-half deficit to down Kansas State 82-72 and enter the postseason with an undefeated record for the first time in their history, and becomes the first Big 12 team to go undefeated in the regular season. Nebraska win at 82-72. Kelsey Griffin, a career-high 36 points as the Huskers made the comeback. Here it's Camp House underneath the layup for Seward, and she's got 22 points. That's about all Seward has to do. Get her the ball, be patient until you can get her the ball. And at the other end, Dennis drives, scoop shot no good. Gretna's still trying. Gretna's got the hustle in there. The ball's being slapped around, picked up there by Edmondson. And Gretna will save the ball as it's punched out of Boslovsky's hands. 3:15 to go, third quarter. Seward by 19. The Dragons just forced to shoot a lot from the outside. And as we said, Camp House is making layups. Here's a short jumper by the right wing. It is no good, though, by Fleming. Arp picks it up. She'll fire a 10-footer and hit it. Brooke Arp with her second bucket of the ball game. And just the fifth point of the second half here for Gretna. 44-27. Boslovsky gets tripped up. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say off of Seward. Eighth turnover here for the Seward Blue Jays in this basketball game. Gretna has only turned it over five times all afternoon long. Don't forget the long-awaited arrival of Mike Will coming your way tonight for the last ball games here on ESPN Radio. He's been sleeping most of the day, so he should be well-rested and ready to go. He had the Silver Lake consolation game earlier today. They beat Humphrey. I had the Kearney Catholic consolation game. They lost in overtime to Lutheran High Northeast. Elkhorn Valley and Bishop Newman, your two state champions so far. Here's a left corner three-pointer on the way that won't go by Andrews. The ball tipped right underneath for an open jumper. Stover missed it. Battles to get it back and kicks it out of the wing. Here's another three. This time it's up and hits the rim short for Andrews. And Seaman will have the rebound for Seward. And a foul going to be called on Megan Dennis. Gretna had a lot of opportunities there to cash in a two or a three and couldn't finish the deal. 2:21 to go here. Seward hasn't scored in a minute and a half. 44-27, Seward with the lead. Leading the way right now for Gretna, 6 points for Dennis. As everybody has picked up a point here or there, they've hit a few threes, but not enough to keep up with Seward, as Elisa Camphouse has 22 points in this basketball game to go along with 7 rebounds. The Dragons try to put a little backcourt zone trap on. Katie's pass knocked away off Boslovsky, and it's picked up on the steal by Samuelson. Seward's fourth turnover of the quarter. Can Gretna get a bucket? Here's Art for three. It's flat, hits the front of the rim, no good. And on the rebound attempt, we got a foul called on Beth Boslovsky. That'll be her third, and the third foul of the half on the Blue Jays. Checking back in, Hannah Tverde. Coach Tom Tverde has a very good base of rotation over there of about 8 players. And we have seen that most of this basketball game. So it'll be Dragon basketball underneath their own hoop. Looking, and throwing it back out top into the hands of Samuelson. Drives inside. Here's the jumper off the glass by Arp. No good. Another rebound for Seward Blue Jays, and Camphouse will clear it out. Numbers aren't there, so they will hold on to the basketball with a minute 45 to go here in quarter number three. A comfortable 17-point lead for the Blue Jays. Into the left-hand corner to Seaman. Down low, Camphouse a little farther out this time. She still dribbles, takes the spin move, and scores. And so some big individual performances in the Class B games today. As we said earlier, Jordan Hooper had 47 for Alliance in their consolation win over Omaha Scott, 70-59. Hillary Stover with it on the right wing. Still holding, couple of dribbles, can't get anywhere. And she'll kick it back out to Samuelson. Dumps it inside, spin move, nowhere to go, and we have got a foul called. And Wallenberg got fouled maybe by Camphouse, but then she didn't shoot it, so I don't know if they'll give her free throws or not. The foul is going to be on Emily Katie. That'll be her third. So Katie has 3, Boslovsky has 3, Camphouse has 2, and those are the players with fouls. Laura Wagner had 1 back in the first half. And it'll be Gretna ball underneath their own hoop. They will say no shot. Stover will have to dump it into the right-hand corner. Dribbling in, Arp kicks it back out on the wing. Holding it there will be Samuelson. Now they'll set that offense up. Samuelson back into the right-hand corner. Lob it down to Arp. Camphouse knocks it away. The ball's loose, and Gretna turns it over. Just the sixth Dragon turnover with a minute to go. Pull-up jumper is on the way. It's no good by Mueller. Ball slapped around. It's out of bounds off of the Dragons. Todd Rosno and his Central Nebraska officiating crew have this Class B Girls Championship game. 51 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Seward by 19, 46-27, and they've got the ball. Mueller kicks it back out top there to Wagoner. Back to Mueller, skip pass into the back corner. Wissing, and Wissing will be fouled. Everybody was focused on Camphouse, and Wissing went to the weak side. And she'll go to the line now and shoot two free throws. Wissing has yet to score in the basketball game. The foul on Jordan Wollenberg will be her second and the third foul of the half. At the line, ready to shoot two. Wissing's first one is right through there. First point of the game for Taylor, 47-27, and Camphouse is going to check out for a breather here for the final 44 seconds of quarter number three. Now Taylor Wissing's second free throw is up, and it is in. And that makes it 48-27, and Catherine Edmondson returns to the lineup here for the Gretna Dragons. You're listening to the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament on KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings. Doug Duda with you from the Devaney Center. The final moments of quarter three. Edmondson puts up a 16-footer off the mark. No good. Partially blocked. The ball deflected out into the hands of Mueller. And she'll have to throw it over a double team to get it to Wagner. Into the front court they go to Wissing. Left-hand corner. Three-pointer on the way. Up and in by Taverde. Anna Taverde hits her first three-point bucket. 51-27. And it should be an easy fourth quarter for Seward on their way to their second title. And driving in, Catherine Edmondson will draw the foul. And she will shoot two free throws. 12.5 seconds to go here in the third quarter of play. 51-27 Seward. Gretna just 5 points so far here in quarter number three. While Seward has put up 17 yet again. They've had 17 in every quarter. Free throw by Edmondson is up and in. Back in for the Lady Dragons will be Monica Crockett, Emily Fleming, Nicole Andrews all roll in here for Coach Jerome Skurdla. Where they are going to get a state runner-up trophy unless something really strange happens. Here's Jordan Meadows also into the ball game for the Dragons. 12 seconds remaining in the third quarter. And the second free throw is on the way. No good. Rebound pulled down to the corner by Taylor Wissing. And Wissing will give it off to Taverde, looking for one more shot here in the third quarter. Taverde with a left-hand dribble, gives it off on the wing. On the way for three, it's no good. Nobody can grab the loose ball. Finally, Gretna has it, and time will expire. We are at the end of three quarters of play in the 2010 Class B Girls State High School Basketball Championship game. It's the Seward Blue Jays, 51, the Gretna Dragons, 28. And we'll head to the fourth quarter after this timeout.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan's Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Goes in for the short jumper and scores!
In all, 11 Central Nebraska boys teams will go to state. Some may play for a title. When they do, keep it here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. All six boys championship games on the Day of Champions, Saturday, on air and online on ESPNSuperstation.com and Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstations 1460 and 1550 AM.
DeReese, he got inside, he scores, and he's fouled.
Basketball's a fun game.
Welcome back to the Devaney Center here in Lincoln. In the paint, Seward just dominating. They are shooting 61% of this basketball game, and they have outscored the Lady Dragons in the paint 36-4. in this championship game. Gretna will get the ball to start the fourth quarter, down 51-28. And the jumper from Stover on the outside, three-pointer no good. Camp House battling for the basketball. It goes out of bounds off Elisa. And she was trying to knock it out of the hands and did of Jordan Wollenberg. It stays with the Lady Dragons. Camp House has 24 to lead Seward. And again, six by Dennis, still leads Gretna. Three-pointer off the mark, no good. Rebound Camp House to the other end it goes. That'll be her ninth board of the ball game. It's punched out of bounds, staying with the Seward Blue Jays. Six for Dennis, five for Wollenberg. Edmondson, Arp, and Samuelson all have four for Gretna. But they were outscored 17-6 in the third quarter of play. Tverti puts out a little dribbling exhibition. Bounce pass left wing to Laurel Wagner. They try to kick it back out top. It's run down there by Mueller. Left side and throw it back to the right side. Quick movement here against the Dragons. Into Camp House. She actually kicked it back out for a three-pointer. Mueller hits it. Natasha Mueller with her first bucket of the second half. She now has 10. 54-28 Seward. And it'll be relaxation time here in the fourth quarter. A lot different than last year where Seward won by only four over Pius. Try to lob it in here. They get it to Arp and she'll be fouled. Nicole stepping between the double team of Wissing and Camp House. And, Brooke stepping between the two. And she'll go to the line to shoot two. Camp House called for her third personal foul. And to shoot two will be Arp. Brooke has not been to the line in the basketball game. Gretna is 4 of 6 in the game. And the free throw is up and it is in. 5 points now for Arp. In other basketball, we'll get to in just a second. Second free throw up, and it is in. Elkhorn is leading their consolation game in A, 47-37 in the third quarter. Arp hits them both. That'll make it 54-30, and quickly up the floor come the Seward Blue Jays. Back out toward midcourt, Hannah Tverti. She'll work it to the right side with 6:45 to go in the championship. Tverti down the lane and got tripped up on a blocking foul. Going to be called here on Gretna. Be their fourth foul of the half. It goes on Brooke Arp, her second personal foul. Gretna shooting just 23% from the field. Seward 62%. And that's all you really need to know about this game is Camp House is out top, so she throws it inside to Wagner. Shot is no good, and Arp will have the rebound here for Gretna. 54-30, Seward leads it. Out top, three-pointer on the way for the Dragons, and it's good by Jordan Wollenberg. 54-33. 6:25 to go in the ball game. Seward has the ball. Wollenberg with 8 points in the contest, and we have got a whistle and a timeout by Seward. They want to sub some ladies into the ball game. With 6:19 to go in the championship, it is Seward 6:54. 54 for Seward, 33 for Gretna. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
West Point Central Catholic all over Elmwood Murdoch in their C2 consolation game. The score we have is 27-3 before the halftime is even rolled around. We should have an update for you on that in just a little bit, so stay with us for that. Elkhorn is up by 12 in the Class A consolation with 12 to go. The Lady Dragons try to tip it away from behind. Doesn't happen. The ball gets underneath, and Seward will score and a layup up and in by Grace Smetter, and she is fouled. A chance for a three-point play. Seward going to start. Sub it in some players with 6:07 to go. And that'll make it 56-33. For Seward, Smetter, a 5'7 junior guard. 56-33. Seward leads it by 23 points here in this basketball game. In the first meeting of the year between these two schools. The free throw is up and it is in. So Smetter hits it. And that will make it 57-34. And we have got another timeout on the floor for television. 57-34, 6:07 to go in our game. Seward cruising here in the Class B final. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, sir. How can I help
you? There's something stuck in my defroster. Can you help me get it out of there?
Don't worry. Our factory certified technicians can handle any problem. Do you know what's stuck?
Yeah, I stopped short when my neighbor's dog ran out and my burger went flying.
I see. Swiss mushroom.
Oh, yeah.
From oil changes to full engine swaps, Midway Service and Parts Department is the state-of-the-art shop you need. Go to thinkmidway.com on South 2nd Avenue next to Perkins and Kearney. For service and parts you can trust, think Midway.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
And welcome back to the Bob Devaney Sports Center here in Lincoln, where the Class B Girls Championship game is down to 6:07 to go in a contest. And it is 57-33 in favor of the Seward Blue Jays. They have led the whole way. Earlier today, Elkhorn Valley beat East Butler 57-52, and Bishop Newman beat crosstown rival Wahoo 58-55 in overtime. Consolation winners include Silver Lake, Chambers, Lutheran High Northeast, and Alliance. And Elkhorn is up late over Lincoln Southwest in the Class A game. West Point Central Catholic had a huge lead in their consolation game over Elmwood Murdoch. Gretna with the basketball here out of the television timeout. The Dragons will get it down the low post, working on Camphouse. Up and under move made by Wollenberg. Won't go. Camphouse with the rebound. Turn outlet pass to Smetter. Smetter's going to go coast to coast. Off the glass too strong. And a tie-up underneath between Boslowski and Wollenberg. The arrow points the way of Seward. Again, the Nebraska men beaten earlier today. The Nebraska women rally for an 82-72 win against a very valiant Kansas State squad. Huskers will begin conference tournament play later this week on opposite ends of the spectrum. The men, the 12th seed, the women, the number one seed. And here's Katie down on the low block. She'll turn, and Emily will put it off the glass and score. 59-33. Dragons trailing here with a basketball to Seward. They're going to complete and cap off that undefeated season. Ball back into the hands of Arp. She's going to drive, put it up, and in, and they are going to call the foul. She went ahead and finished the play. And Arp will go to the line to try and get her ninth point. She hit two free throws earlier in this quarter. Seward will sub back in. And, of course, Coach Taverde, as we said a couple of times, had the luxury of putting in about anybody he wanted here in this 8-9 deep. And for Seward, they're going to lose a good group of seniors that have led them to back-to-back championships. Mueller, Seaman, Wagner, and most importantly, Camphouse. But they still have a couple coming back next year, like Katie and Boslowski, as the free throw is up and in by Arp. And it is 59-36. Fast break the other way. Pull up three in the corner in transition. Mueller no good. Long rebound comes out to the Dragons. It'll be Wollenberg. Outlet pass underneath to Edmondson, and Edmondson will score. That's what Gretna's looking for. 59-38. Seward has to run down the ball after he got slapped out of there. And a travel called on the Seward Blue Jays. They got it to Camphouse, and she was trapped underneath the hoop here on the wrong end of the court and trying to step around the double team. They called her for the travel. That is Seward's 10th turnover of the ball game. Gretna has just six. Inside, Arp kicks it out for an open three on the way, and it's off the front of the rim, no good for Wollenberg with an offensive rebound. Stover has it. Another opportunity here for the Dragons, trying to make it closer, and Camphouse is going to block the shot here. It's out of bounds off of Camphouse on the drive, and the shot that time from Wollenberg. First block of the ball game for Elisa Camphouse, and it will be Lady Dragon basketball. Gretna looking. Stover, nothing underneath. Just have to lob it out top. And a chance here for a three-pointer. Stover doesn't take it. Back up top, Wollenberg. Around the double team. Stopped at the high post. Gives it off to Edmondson. Pulls up from the free throw line. Casts it up there. No good. Camphouse will bring down her 11th rebound to go with a game-high 24 points. She's 12 of 14 from the field. Seward will pull the ball back out here to Hannah Taverde. Taverde brings it to the left wing, kicks it into the corner there to Wagner. On the low post, there's Camphouse again. She actually missed one, but got her own rebound and scored. I think both times that she's missed, She has picked up the offensive rebound and scored 26 of the game for Elisa Camphouse. 4 minutes to go, 61-38. Stover for three for the Dragons, no good. The ball slapped off the leg of Camphouse and belongs to the Lady Dragons. 61-38. Seward with the lead. Lady Dragons to throw it in, trying to get it underneath the Wohlenberg, but Camphouse right on her. Kicks it back in the corner to Arp. Up top, here's a three-pointer. Edmondson on the way and in. Catherine Edmondson with five in the quarter and nine in the basketball game. 61-41, so the lead is down to 20. It was up to 25 just a moment ago. Katie with it, right-hand corner to Mueller. Looks inside, covered his Camphouse, so they'll reverse it and work it to the left side of the court. Samuelson back to the right. Just looking for Camphouse. Might be able to get her 30 points with a couple of more buckets here. Driving in is going to be Wagner. She is shoved, and the shot won't go. And Laurel will go to the line, a chance for her first point of the basketball game as Boslowski gets ready to check in. Don't forget, when we're all done, it's the Misco Sports postgame show. All of the final stats and a state tournament update coming your way. So stay with us here on ESPN Radio and ESPNSuperstation.com. Wagner puts the free throw up, no good. And also checking in for Gretna now, Monica Crockett. And Coach Skirdla is going to bring Fleming into the game as well. 3:18 to go. 61-41, Seward by 20. And the free throw, Wagner on the way, sets on the rim and in. So Wagner picks up a point here, and that will bring us to a television timeout. With 3:18 to go in the Class B Girls Championship game, Seward 62, Gretna 41, and we're back in a minute on ESPN Radio.
College basketball comes roaring into its month-long spotlight.
Tough shot, right side, blasts!
The opening act has teams battling on the proverbial bubble to the frenzied pace of the conference tournaments. Then the play-in game, the big dance, the Sweet 16, the Elite 8.
And the Final Four.
The National Championship. That's why it's called March Madness. Follow the march to Indianapolis on April 2nd on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550.
Hi, this is Kurt Johnson, service manager at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep. We have always been your complete service center for oil changes to major engine and transmission repair. But did you know we can handle all your tire and wheel alignment needs as well? We stock many major name brand tires, so we can provide your vehicle with just the right tire to suit your needs. So next time your car is in need of maintenance, repair, alignment, or tires, come see us at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep.
Along with our producer-engineer Merritt Lawson, I'm Doug Duda with you from the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The first of back-to-back championship Saturdays. It's the girls' state tournament this week, the boys' state tournament next week. We're 3:15 away from being halfway home today, and driving in is going to be Dennis, and she just ran right into two Seward defenders, fell down, lost the basketball. That'll be Gretna with their seventh turnover here in the basketball game. They've done a great job taking care of it. They just can't score. And 41's not even that bad at a Class B girls game. 27%, though, from the field. And Camphouse in traffic throws one up and scores, and Elisa has 28. Let's see if she can get to 30. But it won't be long until they start subbing in. Here's a long three, Art from the top of the key. Grazes the front of the rim, no good. Offensive rebound comes down to Crockett. Kicks it out for a jumper, no good. And now foul underneath. As Arp, I think, was trying to clear some space there and pull down the offensive rebound. And that'll be the third on Brooke. That'll be the sixth team foul, or is it the seventh? They're going to say it is the seventh. We'll trot to the other end and shoot a one-and-one. Checking in now for Gretna is going to be Jordan Meadows and Nicole Andrews. And Seaman comes back into the ball game here for Seward. Emily Cady at the line to shoot a one-and-one here with 2:38 to go in the contest. Free throw is on the way, and it's no good. Rebound Camphouse, and then it's punched out of her hands, and they're going to give it to Gretna. Camphouse is laughing as she comes up the floor. She's not going to worry too much about it. She knows she got fouled that time, but it doesn't matter. They're going to win state. They're up by 23, 64-41. Up the floor with it is Crockett. Monica kicks it out on the wing in front of us to Andrews. Guarded there by Katie. Now Dennis for three, and it dances in. Three-pointer for Megan Dennis. She's got 9 points in the basketball game. 64-44. Gretna Maybe the goal is to keep it at 20 right now as Katie brings it up the floor, kicks it out on the wing. Seaman picks it up, back out top to Camp House to the baseline. Katie comes up and under and scores. Emily Katie now with 10 points in the basketball game. 66-44 Seward. 2 minutes left of the championship. Threat to the baseline. Here comes Dennis again, and she gets just crushed, reaching in, and Laurel Wagner just grabs the arm, and two shots will be coming up. At the line will be Megan Dennis. She's 2 of 2, has 9 points. And the first free throw here by the sophomore Megan Dennis is up, and it is in. 10 points now for Dennis. Don't forget the Misco Sports postgame show coming up here on ESPN Radio. Elkhorn has finished up the Class A consolation game with a win. And the free throw no good. Seaman somehow gets the rebound, and then the ball's outletted and tipped around. Mueller has it. Katie threw it to her, and she went looking. Back to Camp House. She's going to fire a three. It's off the mark. No good. You can tell that was something between the Seward student body and Camp House to shoot a three in the state championship game. They kept saying, shoot it, shoot it, shoot it. She just threw it up. It was an air ball, and that's going to be it. Seward's going to sub everybody out. And the Blue Jay fans with a standing ovation for their back-to-back state championship ladies team. 66-45 Seward, a minute 40 to go. Up the floor with it will be the Dragons. She would have made that. She would have had 31 points. Ends that game with 28. Three-pointer Crockett for Gretna, no good. Rebound, Seward will run it down on the wing, and that's going to be Katie Hughes. Hughes will give it over to Hannah Taverty. Taverty pushes it up the floor. Also in there is Courtney Courtney Zajana is in there. She'll put the shot up, no good. Rebound brought down by Kelsey O'Neill of Gretna. A minute 10 to go in this championship game. A couple more chances for each team to maybe get a bucket here. Top of the key, three, and a whistle and a timeout called by Gretna so they can get a couple of more players in the ball game. Timeout here by Gretna with 1:01 to go in the championship. Seward 66, Gretna 45. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center is a proud sponsor of high school and community activities. Greg Dahlgren, Misty Fidelke, and Scott Arnes all would like to say good luck to all individuals participating in this week's activity. Choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Doug Goodback with you here at the Devaney Center. We whittle away the last 101 of this basketball game. Gretna has it. Jordan Meadows to throw it in front of us here. Seward has also brought into the ballgame Tiffany Alvarez. And in here is number zero, Megan Cruz for Gretna. She'll kick it back up top to Meadows. Back to Cruz. 55 seconds to go. Right side with it, back up Cruz. Cruz drives down the middle of the floor. She'll put the runner up in the lane. No good. Rebound brought down by Seward. And it's going to be hauled in there by Katie Hughes, and she will be fouled. So we'll go to the other end and shoot the 1-1. And the foul is on Cruz of Gretna. And that will be her first, of course. Katie Hughes will go to the line to shoot a 1-1. That was the eighth team foul. Trying to get her name in the state championship scorebook. Free throw is up, and it's in. 67-45. And if Seward gets exactly one more point, they will have scored 17 points in every quarter. And here it is, up and in. 68-45. I guess that would be the definition of consistency. 17 points in all four quarters here for Seward. We're not quite done. 38 seconds to go. On the right wing with it is Andrews. Andrews gets it into the top of the circle. Now they'll go back up top to Cruz. The Seward crowd counting down the clock from 40 seconds. Here's a three-pointer on the right wing. No good by Andrews. O'Neill trying to grab it before it goes out of bounds, but can't do it, and Seward will get the ball back. Seward will end their championship season 25-0. Gretna will be the runner-up at 22-4, and we have 22 seconds remaining in our game. Seward will get it into Hughes. Give it off there to Smetter. Smetter will bring it across the timeline with 15. Snedder to the right wing, hands it off there to Alvarez. Alvarez into the paint, her pass knocked away by Cruz. Turned over, one more chance here for Gretna. Up the floor they come. Cruz takes it in with 3 seconds, puts it up, no good. And an offensive putback, no good. This game is over. Seward has won the state championship for the second year in a row with a 68-45 win over Gretna, led by the 28-point, 12-rebound performance of the All-Stater, Alisa Camphouse, who will take her talent to Creighton University. 25-0 for the Seward Blue Jays, back-to-back, their win streak to 50, and they win it here in 2010. We will take a break and be back with the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this timeout on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Platte River Radio brings you Big at Boys State. Leading off at 9, Thursday, Heartland Lutheran on the Breeze 94.5. Gilder at 10:45. At the same time, Adams Central is on KHAS Radio 1230. On ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550. At 2, St. Cecilia on KHAS Radio 1230. Axtell is on 98.9 with Overton on ESPN Superstation. At 3:45, Grand Island Central Catholic. Then Sutton and Ravenna at 7 o'clock on 98.9. 10 teams, 9 games. On the air and online. Check the matchups on ESPNSuperstation.com.
Mishko Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Mishko's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Mishko's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just 3 words.
3 words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
And welcome back to the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln. It is time now for the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports on the bricks at the downtown Kearney Center. Open 7 days a week for your convenience. Seward just awarded the sportsmanship trophy. Evidently, they weren't listening to the fans that were sitting behind our section here at the Devaney Center, who were still yelling at the officials in the last minute of a 23-point basketball game. Misco Sports on the break of the downtown Kearney Center. They still have a great selection of Columbia and Redledge ski coats half off. And, of course, as you get ready for spring sports, whether it's baseball, softball, soccer, or track, they've got the gear you need. See Steve and the gang at Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Let's take a look at some of the other basketball games so far today. In Class B, the consolation game goes to Alliance over Omaha Scott, 70-59. And again here, the championship game, Seward 68 and Gretna 45. In C1, it was Bishop Newman over Wahoo in the final, 58-55 in overtime. In the consolation game, Lutheran High Northeast rallied to beat Kearney Catholic in overtime, 48-46. In D1, the championship game, Elkhorn Valley over East Butler, 57-52. And in the consolation game, Silver Lake over Humphrey, 47-38. In Class D2, the consolation game goes to Chambers over Lawrence Nelson, 43-40. And finally, the consolation game in Class A goes to Elkhorn. I don't have the exact score on that yet, but they did defeat Lincoln Southwest for the Class A championship. And at last check, West Point Central Catholic was all over Elwood Murdoch in the C2 consolation game. Still to come, championships, three more of them. In Class D2 at 5 o'clock, Lindsay Ole Family and Why Not. At 7 o'clock, Class A, Millard West and Bellevue West. And at 9 o'clock, C2, Sandy Creek will take on Hardington Cedar Catholic. We'll take a break and look at the final numbers of our Class B championship game right after this on the Misco Sports Post Game Show.
Across Florida and throughout Arizona, teams limber up for the upcoming baseball season.
Take me out to the ball game, let's hit the highway, I've got the itch. Hey, they're on best play some ball.
Though nobody really worries about the Grapefruit or Cactus League records, a little daily competition is the perfect preparation for the 2010 Major League Baseball season. Follow the sore arms and sunshine of spring training
on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550.
helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Meshco Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Meshco's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Meshco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
And welcome back to the Bob Devaney Sports Center here in Lincoln, where we have the trophy presentation being made here to both Gretna and to Seward. Gretna just received their medals, and now Seward getting ready to have the same thing happen to them. Don't forget the Boys State Tournament next week here on ESPN Radio and our network of stations. We have got a ton of schools to take a look at and cover for you next week, including Adams Central and B, C1, Minden, Hastings St. Cecilia and Grand Island Central Catholic, C2, Axtell, Ravenna and Sutton, D1, Overton, and in D2, Heartland Lutheran and Giltner. All of those coming your way. So stay with us on our network of stations, ESPN, 1230 KHAS, The Breeze 94.5, and Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Let's go ahead and take a look now at the final stats of this basketball game. First off, for Gretna, Brooke Arp, 9 points, 3 rebounds. Jordan Wollenberg, 8 points, 3 rebounds. Hillary Stover, 6 rebounds. Catherine Edmondson had 9 points, 2 rebounds. Hallie Samuelson, 4 points, 3 rebounds. One rebound for Monica Crockett. Megan Dennis actually led the team with 10 points here today. Megan on the season averages 7, so came off the bench and got 10 here today. Emily Fleming got in the ball game but did not score. Nicole Andrews had 3 points and a rebound. Kelsey O'Neill, 2 points and a rebound. And Jordan Meadows had 2 rebounds. For Gretna in the basketball game today, in the first half, they had a total of rebounds of 10. In the second half, they pulled down 19. Free throw shooting, 2 of 2 in the first half. And in the second half of the free throw line, 6 of 9. Three-point shooting for the Dragons, 4 of 11 in the first half, 3 of 14 in the second half. Turnovers, 4 in the first half, 3 in the second half in this basketball game. Gretna had 22 points at halftime. They scored 23 in the second half and finished with 45 points, 29 rebounds, 8 out of 11 from the free throw line, 7 of 25 from three-point land. And in this ball game, they had 7 turnovers, no block shots. Gretna shooting just 25% from the floor today. They were 15 out of 59, and they will end as the state runner-up, 22 and 4. For Seward, Emily Cady, 10 points, 5 rebounds. Alisa Camphouse, a game-high 28 points and 12 rebounds. Natasha Mueller, 10 points, 3 rebounds. Beth Boslowski, 4 points, 3 rebounds. Laurel Wagner had a point. Grace Smetter, 3 points. Hannah Taverdi, 5 points, 2 rebounds. Taylor Seaman, 3 points, 2 rebounds. Taylor Wissing, 2 points, 4 rebounds. Katie Hughes, 2 points and 2 rebounds. In the first half, Seward had 17 rebounds. They had 22 in the second half. Free throws shooting, 2 of 4 in the first half, 6 of 8 in the second half. Three-point shooting, 2 of 4 in the first half, 2 of 6 in the second half. Turnovers for Seward, they had 5 in the first half, 6 in the second half. Seward scored 17 points in all four quarters, so 34 in the first half, 34 in the second half, and Seward finishes with 68 points. They had 39 rebounds, 8 out of 12 from the free throw line, 4 of 10 from three-point land. Committed a total of 11 turnovers, had 2 blocked shots, and in this ball game shot 57% from the floor. They were at 62 most of the way and finished 28 of 49 from the field, 57%, as they win their second consecutive state championship at 25-0 with a 68-45 win over Gretna. And we'll wrap things up on the postgame show right after this.
Meshco Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Meshco's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Meshco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
College basketball comes roaring into its month-long spotlight.
Tough shot, right side, glasses!
The opening act has teams battling on the proverbial bubble to the frenzied pace of the conference tournaments.
Side three, oh!
Then the play-in game, the big dance, the Sweet 16, the Elite Eight,
and the Final Four.
The national championship. That's why it's called March Madness. Follow the march to Indianapolis on April 2nd on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550.
In the 2 o'clock consolation games, it was Elkhorn defeating Lincoln Southwest in Class A, 53-45, and in Class C2, they're not done yet, but with 5:20 to go, West Point Central Catholic leads Elmwood Murdoch 53-33. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show, Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. See them before the games begin. They're open 7 days a week for your convenience. Track spikes, soccer balls, the warm-up gear, the practice gear, the sweatshirts, the hooded sweaties for going out and being part of the outside sports here in the spring before it gets too warm. And, of course, baseball and softball, gloves, bats, balls, travel bags. You can order your uniforms, caps, and more at Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. We're halfway done. Elkhorn Valley, Bishop Newman, and now Seward are your state champions. Coming up at 5, the D2 final between unbeaten Wynot and Lindsay Holy Family. For our producer-engineer, Merritt Lawson, again, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that are making these state championship basketball games possible. The Class B final goes to Seward by a score of 68-45 over Gretna. This is Doug Duda saying stay with us. We're back at 5 for more girls state championship action on ESPN Radio.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of ESPN Radio, 1460 AM, and ESPNSuperstation.com. Podcasts of this and all local play-by-play broadcasts are available. To download a copy, log on to ESPNSuperstation.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.